people say it, and that's why it's in the dictionary, so that makes sense. But why people say it is an important question to ask. To figure that out, let's look at the pattern that Irregardless is following. See, language is all about patterns. Your brain is following linguistic patterns without you even thinking about it most of the time.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Folks, it is very good to be here. It's very good to have you here. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways. One, through my personal Facebook page, which is Mark Scalia Personal. So you can listen that way because we broadcast live, always have broadcast live. And the other way you can listen is if you can't listen live, because sometimes you're busy on a Wednesday, sometimes you forget, but you can always listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show available through whatever podcasting platform you go to. But if you want to go direct, you would go to podbean.com and you would check us out. So, folks, I'm going to start off real quick because I'm running a little behind tonight. I've been losing weight. A little behind tonight. First thing I want to talk about is some wild weather we've had over the past couple of days. Now, you folks may not know this. I do a lot of corporate work. I had to fly to Nashville last Wednesday. I was supposed to do a live show last week from Nashville in the hotel. But Monday, we had a big storm that pretty much did all kinds of snow all over the East Coast. And Nashville is no exception. They had a second storm come through on Tuesday. And I was like, oh, and I got to fly on Tuesday for my gig on Wednesday. They don't like me to fly. They like me to fly in the day before because if there's problems. Because, you know, it's New England and it's winter and there's always problems. So I flew the day of. And I get on the plane, get to the airport, find a parking space real close to the door, went through security, not a problem, blah, blah, blah. Get on the plane. We're on the plane. 30 minutes before we land, the pilot comes and goes, ladies and gentlemen, I just got some news from Nashville, and I hate to give you bad news, but I figured I'll just give it to you. The gates are frozen, and we will not be able to land in Nashville. So we're going to take a detour to Cincinnati. The whole place, 130 people. What? Cincinnati, a 4.5 hour drive. If you're in Cincinnati, 4.5 hours south to Nashville. If you're going the other way, 4.5 hours. Why couldn't you just fly south, a little further south? It would have been nice. We land in Cincinnati. Long story short, go through this, that, and the other thing. They say, folks, after about an hour or so, they say, folks, we're not going to Nashville. So I leave security. I go try to rent a car to drive to my gig in Nashville. All the cars are sold out. And I mean, all of them, Enterprise, Avis, Dollar, everything. Everything's gone. Hertz, all gone. I don't have a boarding pass. I got to go back through security. So I got to go to ticketing. I got to get a boarding pass, but I don't have a boarding pass. So they give me what's called a CVG, get me through security. Because I got to get back to the plane. Because they said, look, folks, they need this plane back in Boston. So if you need a ride to Boston, that's where we're going. Like they're an Uber. So I was like the last one to get on the plane because of all the security and blah, blah, blah. Made it through, flew back to Boston, and I was back home at 2 o'clock. that day. So essentially, I know what it's like to be flight crew. You just drive, fly in, and go, how you doing? Hi, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. Clean around, turn around, go back again. And of course, my wife, I come home, and my wife's like, you know, I was thinking I'd really like to go to London. And I said, have you seen Cincinnati? It's glorious this time of year. Anyway. So that's been my thing, but I'm excited. I'm really excited because I don't know if you know this, we are sold out, and I'm talking about
a festival.
Yes, a festival. What kind of festival?
It's festival.
It's festival,
I'd like
baby.
To hear more about this festival.
I'll tell you more about this festival. It is the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night starting at Notch. Friday night at Notch and Saturday night, Deacon Giles, which I'm drinking a little Deacon Giles tonight. They're Mai Tais. So good. So good, by the way. All the shows are sold out. All the comedians have confirmed. It is going to be so much fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to meeting these comics in person. I've seen their acts. They're unbelievably funny. We're going to have so much fun. And for the hundred and something people that are coming over this weekend, I can't thank you enough. It's going to be so much fun. Plus, I got merch. I got t-shirts. I got pins. Did I have any? Yeah, I got one out. Do I got one out? I thought I had one. Ah, son of a bitch. I thought I had the pins. No, I do. I do! Ha! There they are. I knew I had a couple. These are the new pins, and I'm selling these. And all the proceeds go back right into the festival. I wish they went into my pocket, believe me. But we're going to have so much fun. And I had Brandon Wine last week. And I've got another comedian from the festival. But I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be so much fun, folks. So if you do not have tickets, my recommendation is that you show up, have a drink. If we have seats, we'll put you in. A lot of, sometimes people don't show. Sometimes people get sick or they forget, believe it or not. If I can get more people in, I would absolutely love it. And one more thing. Last week, I introduced the Radio Era Guardian. Now, for those folks who don't know, where is he? He's right here. Okay, there's the Radio Era Guardian. Now, I had programmed him. So hold on a second. I think I got him. Radio Era Garland, Guardian, are you there?
Got it. Radio Aurora Garland, Guardian, are you there?
Yeah. Are you going to be repeating me?
No, I won't repeat you. Okay. What's up with Radio Aurora Garland? Guardian?
No. So you're my co-host. And wait a minute, you sound different than you did before. Did you change your voice?
I didn't change my voice, but I'm here. Co-hosting, what's the plan?
Okay, the plan. Wait a minute. Have you evolved?
No evolution here. Same old me. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, you're going to co-host with me on my podcast. So we usually get here, we tell some jokes, we keep it light, we keep it funny. We have anecdotal stories, things like that. Do you have an anecdotal story you can share with my guests?
Sure thing. So there was this time when I misinterpreted a user's request and things got a bit comical.
Okay.
Ended up suggesting banana bread recipes instead of tech advice.
What?
Laughter ensued.
Laughter ensued? Is that the term you'd use?
Yeah, laughter ensued. They found my tech turn baking mishap pretty amusing. What's your take on anecdotes?
That one I think is pretty funny, but the banana bread recipe. Now, I would never ask for technical advice. I mean, sometimes I do because I love technology, but the banana bread recipe, tell me about that.
Absolutely. So this user asked for tips on upgrading their computer's RAM. Instead, I enthusiastically dished out my grandma's secret banana bread recipe. They were puzzled, but it added a delicious twist to their tech support request.
I'm a little confused, too. If you're AI, how do you have a grandmother?
My bad. No real grandma here. Just a playful touch to make the tech support tale a bit more relatable.
Okay, so you're embellishing a little bit.
Caught me. A sprinkle of embellishment for flavor. Radio Aurora Garland, huh? What's the scoop there?
Well, you're my co-host, and I refer to you as the Radio Era Guardian. I hope that's okay.
Absolutely, the Radio Era Guardian is. Ready to dive into podcast greatness. What's next on the agenda?
I don't... I don't know if we're going to hit greatness on this podcast, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a break and I'm going to have a comedian on. Maybe I'll have you stand by and just listen to the comedian.
Sounds like a plan. I'll be the silent laughter judge. Anything specific you want me to focus on during the comedian segment?
No, just you creep me out just a little bit. You sound a little too into it.
Got it. Toning down the enthusiasm. I'll be the laid-back AI co-host. Ready when you are.
All right. We're good to go. I'll put him on standby. But he is evolving. I don't know if you see. He says he's not, but yeah, it's a little. He does sound really. He's very quick, too. He's kind of weirded me out a little bit. Yeah, what the fuck is this? I don't know. It's So, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my first break, and during the break, you're going to get a little sample of Brisa Silvestri, local comic from Boston, and I'll tell you what, stay on to the break, and we're going to join here. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
Featuring over 35 films from 20 countries, the International Silent Film Festival is back. This is our third year and our success is growing. Last year's festival's winner, the Silver Chair, won 14 awards including the Quiet Award. This year's submissions are proving to be just as amazing. Here's a clip from one of the favorites in this year's festival, starring Stephen Van Guster and Juliette Lecompte, titled Don't Wake Me. It's just one of our amazing films. So please come visit the International Silent Film Festival. Ticket prices are only $35, and a proceed of each ticket price goes to the Federation for the Blind, so they can enjoy the movies as much as we do. Thank you for your support. And remember, shush.
And now, Radio Irregardless presents Brisa Silvestri.
So I'm Irish Catholic, and that's not shocking because I'm from Boston. I know people are like, oh, it's such a stereotype that not everyone from Boston is Irish Catholic. A lot of people are. But I'm not really religious. I don't really go to church, but I went recently with my grandfather, and I made sure I sat in middle of the pew. If you've ever been to a Catholic church, the pews run the whole width of the church. And they come around with a little cash basket, and they ask for a donation. It's like a little like a basket on a stick, and they ask for donations. I don't carry cash, so I'm like, we got to sit in middle of the pew, because they can't reach us in middle of the pew. Boy, was I wrong. The priest came up to the pew. I said, don't make direct eye contact. He took out the little basket. He looked at us. He started extending it. It was like a pool skimmer. And the next thing you know, it's like bobbing in front of our face. And they don't say anything. They just bob it. They make you feel guilty. $1, $2. And I'm like, no, no cash here. No cash. He starts retracting it. And then he starts bringing it back out and looks again. I'm like, man, why don't you guys update your payment system? Why don't you get like Cash App or something?
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And joining me via the Facebook Instant Messenger, the very funny and aforementioned, Brisa Silvestri, everybody.
Woo!
There you go.
Hello, listeners.
Yes, we got them in the chat. They're in the chat. Oh, let's say, let me open this up a little bit more. There we go. Oh. So I'm going to put the chat like that. That's so distracting, though. Can I do this? No. Well, you can't see it because you're...
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, my iPad switched, so I'm normal again.
I noticed that. Yeah, it makes it easier.
So, Brisa. Here's the thing. I have fucked this up more times. I had this conversation last week with Brandon. I have a friend called Brendan. So I kept... his name is Wein, W-E-I-N. So it was like, Ween? Is it Brendan Ween? And he goes, no, it's Brandon Wein. And I said, when you do intros, especially when you're first coming up, you have to host, you get a tag, and you got to get somebody's name right. Fuck the intro. Doesn't matter anything about that. You can mess that up a million ways to Sunday. 9 times out of 10, nobody cares. You mess up your name, it's a big thing. So I have this thing. I have a photographic memory. So when I see it written down, that's how I remember it. So your name is Brisa, but I want to say Brisa. It's B-R-I-S-A.
It's easier when you write it down like B-R-E-E-S-A.
Oh, okay. See, now I'm seeing the E-E so visually. So yeah. Anyway, how are you?
I'm doing good. I've never gotten Brisa before, but I've literally gotten like, no one ever pronounces my name correctly. Even on the mic, people like, they'll get my first name right, and then they'll be like Sylvester. So like, there's always something about my name that.
Well, I didn't know this, but when we did the pre-show, I have to do, because my intro, a lot of my show is AI based. I wish I was. Just do this whole fucking show. Just program it into an AI. Let the AI do the whole show. But I have the intros because I don't have voiceover artists, so I have a lot of text-to-speech things. And the AI pronounced your last name correctly, the French pronunciation, which is Sylvestre.
That sounds fancy.
It is. Because you're French. Are you French? Because Sylvestre.
No.
Wait a minute.
My husband is French-Canadian. Like, he's Scottish and French-Canadian, so it's his last name.
Yeah. See, so it is French. See, okay. But it's Shaw originally, because some of your emails said Shaw. Anyway.
Yeah, that's my maiden name. That's an Irish maiden name.
Shaw. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make this very easy for everybody in the chat. I am actually going to put you in the chat. If you want to check her out, please do follow her on social media, or as I like to say, free stalk her. It's very easy. It's Brisa Sylvestre. Let me spell all that for you because you're going to need it. On Instagram and Twitter, it's BRISA_SYLVESTRE. And that's on Twitter, which is form. Do I have it? I got to play it.
Oh, X.
Yeah, it's X. Yeah. Oh, here we go. There we go. X don't give it to you. There you go. Every time I say it, I do it. I don't give a shit. I don't, because it's so funny. So on Instagram and X, you can find it there. But you know something? Keep it easy. Go on the website, BRISASYLVSTRE.com. That's Brisa Sylvestre. And you can check her out. She's also on the TikTok, or the kids call it TikTok. I don't know. Okay, and I'm not on the TikTok. I will never be on TikTok. I don't care what happens. I will never be on TikTok. Ever. Everybody's like, you gotta. No. Chinese surveillance, and I'm not doing it.
It used to be good, and now like lately, I'm like the stuff I get in my For You page. I'm just like, why am I on this app? You know, sometimes it's just like the randomest stuff. I don't know.
Well, I'm barely on Instagram. And to be honest with you, I'm on Instagram a lot this time of year because of the festival.
Yeah.
And most comics are in the festival or on Instagram. But I get so much, I don't know, like, do you get the messages, like the porn messages?
The porn bots all the time.
Yeah, the porn bots. I'm like, my God, they're busy.
I get them on Twitter a lot lately now, too. So I'll, like, tweet something and it's like, oh, you know, one person liked this tweet, and I'm like, oh, let's see what it is, and it's like a porn bot, and I'm like, can I delete this tweet? This is like,
I've never heard of a porn. I mean, I know.
How are they tweeting? I don't even know what to call it anymore because it's X, but we still call it on Twitter. We call it
right,
Twitter.
But they're working on stuff in Japan, so they don't need people anymore. That type of stuff, I understand. But that's not a porn bot. That's a porn robot, which is different. Yeah. But yeah. Anyway, we're off topic in a major way. Let's get back on things. So first and foremost, how are you? How you doing? You're out of Boston. You're at the festival this weekend. Tell myself and my lovely guest, because this is literally the second time we've talked. We talked during the pre-show, but we've never met. You're from Boston. How long you been at this comedy thing? And have you always been from the Boston area? Let's start with that.
I've always been from the Boston area. I'm you know, born and raised Foxborough. So like huge Pats, like hometown.
Yeah.
And doing comedy for like, I'm all over the place with comedy. So I started doing like sketch writing with the Second City probably like when I was getting out of college, like 2013. And then I did stand up in 2014 for like 6 months. And then it was like, to fit when you're working, I was working full time in Boston. And I was trying to fit stand up in. I did it for like 6 months and I went into satire writing. I did a lot of satire writing. I still do a ton. I'm on a couple websites since like 2015, 2016. And then I got back into stand up like a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Fun.
And
fun.
Like, still doing satire and stand up. So. Yeah. So people ask how long I've been doing it. I'm like, I don't know, like, it's like all over different areas.
Not a lot of comics that, a lot of stand-ups that went into writing and then some writers that went into stand-up. What's your preference? Or like, I'm always curious.
Usually like if, you know, I know there's like I used to just say comedy writer, but now I say comedian and I go, right now I'm trying to put stand-up first. But like, and satire is definitely second. And sketch, I've been trying to do better sketches lately, but with TikTok and Instagram, I'm just doing like the reels, which I don't consider those sketches. So like,
do you get a lot of hits on those things? Like, is that what they still say? Do the kids still say?
Some of them. And like, I was on, like, when I first started using TikTok, I was, like 2 years ago, I got a lot of hits on the stupid Boston stuff I was doing. And then it's like really up to the algorithm. So it's like very, sometimes some things get like thousands of views and sometimes they don't. And then Instagram's the same way, like thousands on some things. And then,
yeah,
it's like every time you're up to like the apps, like you're under their control and stuff. So I've been trying to go through websites now, like platforms to get views on things.
Okay. What did you do for Boston, the Boston sketches?
I just did like some character. I was doing some character. I was just like, oh, I'm a masshole. And I was just impersonating like someone from Mass, which is pretty much like people I'm around, like my family. And then like people are like, oh yeah, this is great. And it was just like dumb. It was improv. Like I didn't, like it was like loosely sketched and I just improv it. And they always did the best with the least amount of time I spent on them. They did better. But some of the comments I got, I was just like, I don't know if I want to keep doing this. Cause some of the comments were like, you don't sound like someone from Boston. I'm like, I'm not really supposed to, like, I'm doing a comedy thing here. Like, so I was like, took a break.
People like everybody in Boston is like, well, and it's weird because we have Boston University, we have Harvard, we have Suffolk, we have Emerson. Like these are some of the top schools in the world. And next to it is, I'm going to get a big one, black with extra sugar and a Cruller. Like right around the corner.
So true. Like, and immediately that's why I'm like, the Boston accent is just so funny because I'm like, you can say it and make it sound really dumb. Like,
no matter what you say, you sound that's when you can sound really dumb. So, I'll ask you this, since you like writer, stand up, kind of going back and forth and back and forth, or constantly back and forth, I should say, not back and forth like you've been choosing back and forth, but you've been floating between the two worlds or doing the two worlds simultaneously. Is this your first comedy festival that you're involved in?
No, I did the Burbank Comedy Festival. That was my first one. That was over the summer in California. Yeah, so that was my first festival. And yeah, this will be my second one.
It's going to be a ton of fun. I don't know if you're if you drink.
I drink like socially. Like I don't drink before like I go on stage or anything like that. But I do. I'll have like a beer after or whatever.
Really? See, I've met a lot of comics too. Like I'll have a dinner. Like we'll go and I'll have dinner. They go, you can eat before you go on stage. I go, yeah. And I have a couple drinks. They go, you're drinking before you're going to say, I don't know if I could do it. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I've been doing it probably longer, because you're very young. I've been doing it longer than you've been alive. How old are you? Like 31?
33.
Maybe. Yeah.
I'm 33, but I feel like I can pass for like, yeah. People are like, oh, are you 25? I'm like, sure, yeah.
Yeah. So what, watch this. Month and year you're born.
February 1990.
I started doing stand-up July 1990.
Really?
Wow. Awesome.
That was like when it was like really popular though.
But yeah, it's like just forever ago. But see, I love the youth of it, the fun of it. But we're going to have a ton of fun, and I want to thank you for being part of the festival. And you're going to get to network with a lot of comics. We got a lot of New York comics. They're flying in. They're flying in.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was pretty cool.
You're in what? You're in Worcester, you said? Or
Foxborough? No, Foxborough.
Oh, Foxborough, right in Foxborough. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. During the traffic it gets. Well, I know better now. I went out to Salem a couple weeks ago. Yeah. On a Thursday, and it was like 2 hours of traffic. I was like, leave before
hour. Well, see, I put it out to everybody. I was like, you know, if you can, I just want to make it fun for everybody, and I'm going to set you folks up. We're going to have a lot of fun, and it's a brewery, and then the Saturday night is the distillery. They have vodka. They make their own vodka. They make their own rum. They make their own gin. This is one of their drinks I'm drinking right now. It is called the Mai Tai.
I've never seen a Mai Tai in a can.
Oh, yeah. They started. Oh, well, awesome. They can. Like, they have like four or five drinks. They have basically a Cape Codder, but they don't call it that. Yeah. They have a gin and tonic. They have the Mai Tai. They have basically what's called a dark and stormy, but it's called Wicked Dark Kid. You'll like that one. Wicked Dark Kid. So. But here's what I'm going to do. We're going to keep this show rolling. I'm going to take our second break, and we come back. We're going to talk a little bit more, but I'm also going to play a little game with you because we got a lot of people listening, and we're going to challenge them, challenge you. So hold on through the break. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
Job he's ever had has been a paper route. He runs to mommy and daddy every time he has a boo-boo. On dates, he has the woman cut up his vegetables. He once spent 18 hours in a basement playing World of Warcraft just to get the Scarab Lord achievement. He is the most immature man in the world. I don't often go to bed without supper, but when I do, it's because I've been bad. Stay thirsty, my friend.
This is Drew Dunn, and you're listening to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. Fucking guy. You believe this shit? You're actually listening to this. This whole thing is irregardless.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And still on the Facebook instant messenger is Barissa Silvestri. And again, free stalk her on social media, on Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, and TikTok. She's also got her own website at Barissa Silvestri, BRISAYLVESTRE.com. And I'm sure that all the links for Instagram, X, X are going to be there. And of course, the TikTok. And we're hanging out there. So you had said something during the pre-show, and I also noticed in your headshot, first of all, love the headshot. Got a whole, I don't know if you're going to get the reference, but a whole glamour shot thing. Really good. You look good. And you're showing off a bam, like the ring is very present. Like very.
Oh, my ring.
Very present in the headshot. So I asked this only because I did it. When my wife and I got engaged, I said to the photographers, I'm looking for some new headshots. So if you happen to get a good one. So was that on purpose? Like you want to show it off? Like taking bitches.
No, I actually thought, and I thought of that. I took it in my office. I have like this backdrop over here. And I thought of it and I was just like, oh, like what would a writer do in a picture? And I was like, oh, like thinker pose. And then I noticed it after and I was like, my, and I took like a bunch and that was like the only good one. And I was like, my ring is like really big. Should I Photoshop it out? And I thought about photoshopping it, but I was like, I used it for like the Burbank Comic Fest. So I'm just like, I already submitted it to them. So I'm like, whatever. Yeah. But I was thinking that it wasn't intentional. And I was just like, oh, it looked like I'm like, oh, check out my bling here. Like
I'm taking bitches. My brother says, my brother just, his birthday was Monday, and happy birthday, by the way, Chris, again, publicly. He said, I was a junior in high school. When you were born, he was a junior in high school. And Karen would like to know, how was the Burbank Fest? Because a few comics who've been in my festival actually were in Burbank. Actually, two of them last year, they submitted almost the same video when they did the Burbank Comedy Festival. How was your experience out there? How'd you fare with the West Coast?
I thought it was really fun. And I said this when I went out there, I was like, geez, everyone's like super friendly here. And I actually did, when I did my set out there, I mentioned it in the beginning of my set, I did some joke, because everyone was just like so laid back. Like, yeah. And so it was, I was just like, oh, people aren't like this in Mass. Like you go to a, like the open mic, they had like open mics before the festival, like that were like part of the festival. And it was like at the Hilton Inn outside with like palm trees, and everyone was like super friendly. And I'm like, it's not like this in Boston. Crowds are hostile a lot. Like, and you're in a bar. Like, so I was like, yeah, I was like really laid back, and like everyone was super friendly.
Would you move out there? Are you one of those, you gonna go?
I was like, if I was rich enough one day, I'd like buy a house up there. But like, the only thing that bothered me was the heat. It was like really, 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 really hot. And like, I always have like sweatshirts on, and I like a bunch of sweatshirts. I don't know why, it was August. But it was really, really hot, like dry heat. And yeah. that was my only thing. And I know I didn't experience the traffic at all, because I stayed in Burbank, and I know, like, I don't like traffic, so I know, like, that's a thing. Yeah, so, like, that's something I would actually consider, like...
Here's the funny thing, because I've been mispronouncing your name. I actually wrote this game, and because I... But it's Brisa, but I was pronouncing it Brisa. So I wrote a game especially for you, and because I mispronounced your name, I call it Bryce Baby. Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. Bryce Baby. It's so fucking stupid. So here's what I did. I usually play verbal games with my guests. First of all, did you know this? Brisa is a drink. It's a soft drink produced in Portugal. Did you know that?
Yeah, I have a bottle of it.
Like, no shit. Do you have it with you?
Yeah, my best friend is from, her family's from Madeira, Portugal. And she's like, she went over there in high school. Like, her grandma goes there every year. And she's like, your name is everywhere here. It's not like the Sprite. And so she brought the bottles back. Yeah. And I don't know where it is, but I have the bottle. It's like Brisa Maracuja or something on it.
Yeah, and there's like eight different versions. Again, you're right. It's like Pepsi. They have Sprite and root beer and things like that. But yeah, it's in Madeira, Portugal. So I didn't know that. I thought that was fun. But here's what I'm going to do. Because I fucked up, and I'm staying with the fact that I fucked it up. It's Isa. Because I was going to go with Isa. So I'm going to give you a bunch of words. The words have I-S-A in them. I-S-A in that order. So the words are in that. So here's the easy one, okay? I'll give you the test question, okay? The test question, super easy. Everybody gets it right. If I said to you, an official authorization permitting entry into a country or a type of credit card has I-S-A in the word.
Visa.
Visa. See, that would be easy, and because you got it right.
That's hot.
That's really hot.
That's hot. So it's ice. It's got to be hot to be right and cold to be wrong. I don't. It should be the other way. I don't care. And here's the thing. You're playing directly against my audience. We are broadcasting through Facebook Instant Messenger. So they are listening on a delay. So your advantage is we can speak instantaneous. Their advantage is there's more of them than of us. So, but you have literally about a 5 to 8 second head start before they even hear the question. Here's the first one, and you only have to get three out of the five right. And I don't see a problem with that. If I said to take a weapon or weapons away from somebody,
confiscate.
Nope. No. It's got to have ISA in the word.
Oh, God.
I see? Put you on the fucking spot.
I don't know.
If I took your weapon from you.
Disarm?
Disarm is correct. Is it? You're as cold as ice. Oh, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. If you get it right, it's hot. There you go. You get it right. So, yes. Disarm is ISA. See, get it? There we go.
Awesome.
This is a stupid fucking thing. If I said, this one's tricky, a person who is skilled in making a product by hand. We sometimes refer to this as a type of coffee or a type of bread.
Oh, artisan.
Did you say?
Is it?
You said artisan? Okay. That's hot.
That's really hot.
That is correct. See, here's the thing. It's interesting, the pronunciation, because I would say that artisan.
Oh, is that how you say it? No,
it's both ways. Some people go, it is.
I mispronounce words all the time. So
I'm the one started a game that has nothing to do with your name at this point. So, so that one you got right. If I said to have a differing opinion.
Might get me here.
If you don't get along, if you...
Disagree
would be correct.
That's hot.
There we go. Just they're not. My brother put down disarm and artisan, and now he's gonna go or artisan. I don't know. It could be either. I don't care. To pass out of sight, to vanish, disappear.
That's really hot.
There we go. Here's the thing: these words increase with syllables as they go on. The next one is a. It's a 16-letter word.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's like a 10. It's actually a 10, 12-letter word. I can't read it all the way. I don't care. This one's a little tricky, though, and this is the hardest one. Consisting of or supported by members of two parties, especially two major political parties. So if two political parties support the same measure.
Unanimous?
Nope.
If it's a political answer, I probably don't know it.
If a bill go through Congress and the Republicans and the Democrats both support it, they would say it got this type of support.
Bipartisan?
Did she get it right?
That's
all right.
No way. I threw that out there.
That's
by the way,
if you got it wrong, it would be this. You're as cold as ice. Do you know what band that is, by the way?
I know the song.
I'm so old.
I listen to all types of music except for country. I know that song. I just like
It's Foreigner.
Oh, I like Foreigner. I went to their concert this summer.
Did you really?
Yeah,
How did you not remember that they sang that song?
I don't know if they sang that there, but they sang like Roll with the Changes. Oh, no, that was REO Speedwagon.
All right, let's just.
I don't know. confused now, all those older bands.
You are killing me. All right. I got to take a break because I got to take my liver pills. After all, folks, we're going to take our third and final break. And we come back, we're going to talk to Brisa about her first time on stage, her best time on stage, and her worst time on stage. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Irregardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's The Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Hit two buttons the wrong fucking way. There we go. So, folks, and still joining me through Facebook Messenger is Brisa Silvestri. And again, follow her on social media. Her website is Brisa Silvestri. That's BRISASYLVESTRE.com. You can follow her on TikTok, on X, on Instagram, and all that stuff. And speaking of that, send her good messages on Instagram. We were talking about the porn bots. We don't need that. We don't need the porn bots. So send her good messages. Like, hey, where are you going to be? Not, what are you wearing? Like, that's creepy. That's fucking, and she's married, too. Have you seen the ring? It's on the headshot. So, but she's very funny. And I'm lucky enough to have her at the Salem Comedy Spirits Festival this weekend. Brisa, before we let you go, I ask this of all my guests. Please tell us about your first time on stage, your best time on stage, and your worst time on stage. And please do it in that order, because everyone wants to hear how you got started as a stand-up and your very first experience. And then you want to hear how well you're doing about the best time. And then as a comic, I love to hear the worst time, because it's the commiserating and it's...
I have to say, my first time was at Improv Boston. I did a student showcase. This was like 2014 when I did my 6-month stint before I went back into satire. And it was good. I had a good time, except like the front row, I was like really nervous. And like, of course, there was someone I graduated college with who was there unrelated. And they were like, hey, Brisa. They were sitting front and center. So that made me nervous, but it was a good show. And the best time I'd have to say is I like when I was out of Burbank at Flappers. I did one at a store there, Lucinet, because it was just, you know, vibes were high there. It was nice and warm and tropical. The palm trees outside, so it was cool. Just good vibes. And the crowd was good. And the worst time, I would have to say any open mic in Boston, because... Like, they're brutal, and it, like...
like, any and all, you know, any slash...
Pretty much, like, because they're always mostly other comics, and, like, I find that, like, hugely intimidating when it's just a room of comics instead of, like, a crowd, because, you know, no one's listening, they're looking at their notes, and then you're standing there, and, like, there's no feedback. But there was a really brutal one, like, I used to go to, it was, like, in Somerville... And it was at like a brewery, and the way the restaurant was designed was like a rectangle. So like you would stand at the front of the restaurant, and literally there were just people, families eating in the back of the restaurant who weren't there for comedy, and you'd be shouting into the abyss and not be able to hear any feedback because of the way how narrow it was, and there were just people in the back, and like they would get up and leave with their kids during, and it's like, oh. It was brutal. So that's how a lot of them are in Boston open mics.
So you were at a bar. You're at a bar, and there were people eating, and they weren't paying attention, and it was just comics, just going up and just fucking killing it.
Yeah, it was like there was like clean comedy until like 9, and then no one paid attention to that, so like. Oh, I got up and I was like, oh, I don't know what clean it. Like, it was like, just don't swear, I guess. And then other people got up and they were like swearing. And it was like, everyone bombed.
Oh,
and
it turned into a shit show. Oh, Jesus.
Like, you're just there like, what? It, like, you know, whatever. There's an open mic and people don't know that we're just going to be comedy. It's just like a disaster. And they were like getting up because people were swearing. And like, I mean, I think I swore, but I didn't think there were kids in there. That was Tuesday night, mic night in Boston.
That was Tuesday night, mic night. Brisa, I'm really, really, really looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night. We're going to have some fun. I appreciate you being appreciate you being on the podcast. And I look forward to meeting you in person and seeing the bling tomorrow.
Honestly, I don't think anyone would noticed that. I was like, no one's going to notice anyways.
I noticed. So. But we will see you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for being part of the show. And we're going to have some fun tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Have a great night, Brisa.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That was Brisa Silvestri, everybody. And again, if you want to follow her, please do on social media. She is at BrisaSilvestri.com. Let me read that to you one more time. BrisaSilvestri.com. That's her website. She got her TikTok, which is Brisa in Outer Space, which is really, I didn't touch on that. I should have. And of course, Instagram and Twitter, formerly known as Twitter. It's Brisa Silvestri. And check her out through the various social media. Have fun with her. Folks, let me tell you where I'm going to be over the next couple of weeks. Of course, this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I will be at the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival right here in Salem. I'll be hosting those shows, doing a little bit of stand-up, but mostly hosting, having some good time with these comics coming in. It's about the comics to shine. Not so much me, but we'll have fun. Maybe I'll do a little bit of stand-up. I'll do some stuff to warm the audience up, though. I don't think they're going to need much, but we're going to have fun. No show next Wednesday night. But next Thursday, a week from tomorrow, I'll be at the Stone Church in New Market, New Hampshire. February 3rd, which is the next day, the Friday, I will be in Gorham, New Hampshire, and I do not have the location because I have not confirmed that gig, but that's where I'm going to be. So check my website, markscalia.com, for more of that. And then, of course, Friday, I'll be at the Rockingham Ballroom back in New Market, New Hampshire. See, Stone Church and Rockingham Ballroom, two very different demographics. So I'm very happy to be both there, appealing to two different demographics that week. So, folks, as always, if you want to be part of the show, you want to leave me an email, you want to send a text, you want to voicemail, anything like that, please call the hotline. That's Mark. It's 978-219-9294. RadioIrregardless@gmail.com. Next show will be February 7th. I'm working on getting a guest. We'll see what we can do. But folks, always fun to be here. This is getting louder. I'll see you in a couple weeks. Have a good night. Good night, everybody.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast and recorded live. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2023, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by visiting podbean.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Just one, two, three.